Well, talking of interesting forms of life, Bob Archibald is wondering, Kat, why haven't scientists been able to create life in the lab? Perhaps a meteorite crashed into the Earth and combined with terrestrial material and gases to kickstart simple forms of life. But given we know how much about microbes and their DNA and their chemical content, why haven't scientists been able to create a simple living organism from scratch?
In fact, they have. Craig Venter, the US genome sequencing bod, a couple of years ago published in the journal Science, they did actually completely build a very simple bacterium, Mycoplasma genitalium, from scratch. They made all the DNA and they kind of put it all together. Now, it was incredibly hard to do. The fact that we know the genome sequence of a lot of organisms, and particularly simple organisms like viruses and bacteria, is a far cry from actually making the DNA in exactly the right order, building that DNA strand and then putting the whole thing together. But I think Craig's, Venter's kind of grand plan is to make artificial life. So this is certainly a start, and it has kind of been done. So yes, it has been done, but it's very difficult.
But the cynics would say he used a cell that had already been made and then put the genetic material in, and it's that key thing, it's that membrane being made, it's the biochemistry that kickstarts the DNA you put in into action, which is the key recipe, the key ingredient in life that we just don't understand at the moment.
That's true. And some people did say, well, you know, you've just stuck an instruction book into this kind of bag of stuff. I think building the rest of it is going to prove more tricky. Well, the fact that we know what makes it up doesn't prove that we know how it's been put together. But obviously, the more we understand about how enzymes work, how organisms work, it might be possible. And in terms of sort of creating life from scratch, there were the famous experiments, I keep wanting to say Armstrong and Miller, but they're comedians. The experiments
in the 1950s and 70s.
His experiments, mixing together a whole bunch of chemicals, zapping it with electricity and making things like simple amino acids. So those kind of experiments are being done as well. So it may be that we will see completely artificial life appearing in the lab. Next week, I think, on the show, we're actually discussing synthetic biology, making stuff, making life from scratch. So stay tuned next week and see if more comes out.
Indeed. Thank you, Kat. And that's absolutely right. Next week, we'll be talking about how researchers are seeking to make some forms of simple artificial life in the laboratory. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Kat Arney, and we're answering your science questions. You can email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or tweet @nakedscientist.